Welcome to Shireen B'Tfilah by Rav Shimshon David Pinkus, Pirkei P'ticha, Perek Aleph, second part of paragraph 7. After introducing this beautiful idea, Rav Chaim Vital, that the Ikar HaAvodah, the essential avodah, the essential worship of our generation is Tfilah, Rav Pinkus explains what he means. V'hinei, behold, Pashut u'dein ha'kavanah sh'nishtana inyan shel tamut harak neged kula'am. We don't mean to knock here Talmud Torah, as the Mishnah says in Peah, the very beginning of Peah, Perek Aleph, Mishnah Aleph. Tevadega machshav. It's for sure the case even today. Devar achad min hatarasha ve'yotir mikol hamitzvot kulam. That one beautiful, sweet, geshmak word of Torah is greater than all mitzvot. U'mikol hatfilot, even greater than all the tfilot. U'kmo shehevi nefesh hachayim midivrei chachaminu shichoram levracha ba'orech. As the Nefesh HaChaim outlines, particularly in Perek Dalet, about the notion of Torah Lishma. Ela biyuram shel devarim hu kedugma Rosh Hashanah. What do I mean by this, that the Ikar Avodah is Tefillah? Think about, for example, Rosh Hashanah. Daf Gemara shelomdim oto yom. Let's say you're doing Daf Yomi in Rosh Hashanah. Chashuv hu yoter mitkiyat shofar shel yom. It's true. The Daf Yomi at some level in Rosh Hashanah is even greater than tkiyat shofar. Hu kedetznan, as the Mishnah says, Talmud Torah keneged kulam. But the truth is, nevertheless, Ikar Avodat Hayom, Hitkiat Shofar Davka. The Ikar Avodah of Rosh Hashanah is not the Daf Yomi. It's not the shir you'll give between Mincha Mariv. The Ikar of the Avodah of Rosh Hashanah is Tkiat Shofar. Interesting to note that Tkiat Shofar is a kind of tefillah, a kind of wordless tefillah, which is the Ikar of Rosh Hashanah, just as the Shofar is the Ikar Tfilah of Rosh Hashanah. Tfilah is the Ikar Avodah of the generation. Umishi yezalzel b'kiyum mitzvato v'yitpos rak et halimud ha-gemara. And if you just go to Daf Yomi or you're learning Gemara b'iyun all morning and you miss Tkiyat Shofar Rosh Hashanah, gam Torah ein lo. Such a person doesn't even get to have Torah, so to speak. Shechen dafka mitzvat shofar hi ha-avodah ha-miyuchedet b'yom hazeh. Because Tkiyat Shofar is the special avodah of Rosh Hashanah. V'ikar kviyut ha'adam, and the way in which you're going to establish your day, your year, your life, tzrichat chetehei al zeh ha'inyan. The zehu ikaro shel yom. The ikar of the day, the essence, the central avoda of Rosh Hashanah is the tkiyat shofar. And yeah, there's a minhag to learn the Pirkei Mishnah of Masechet Rosh Hashanah. Maybe you'll have a Gemara Shir in the afternoon, and maybe you'll do the Daf Yomi. But if you skip the Tefillah, if you skip the Tekiyo to get to the Daf Yomi, you're missing out the Ikar. So the Ikar of the day of Rosh Hashanah is Tkiyat Shofar, and the Ikar of our generation is Tefillah. That doesn't mean that we all shouldn't be learning Daf Yomi and Mishnah Yomi to Tanakh Yomi and 9 to 9 and as much Talmud Torah as we can. Still at some level Talmud Torah keneged kulam, because without Talmud Torah you don't know how to move left or right. You need to have a Mishnah Berurah Seder and an Aruch HaShulchan Yomi. You need to have all of those things. But without Tefillah there's no sense of why we're doing what we're doing. There needs to be something driving the train. And at some level, we can all be on a train of Talmud Torah, but the engine of that train is Tefillah.